Hello, this is Ruth Williver from the Mindful Diet. This exercise is the Hunger Fullness Scan. It's one of the most important exercises in the book, as it teaches you to check in with your body to decide if you're truly hungry from a physical perspective. Your stomach is about the size of your fist, so make a fist to get a sense of how big your stomach actually is. And place it right below your breastbone and a little bit to the left. That's where you're looking for information from your body to decide if you're truly hungry. For the hunger fullness scan, I'd like you to get into a comfortable seated position. And close your eyes or just settle into a downward gaze. To start, just take a couple of breaths, easy and effortless, just to allow the body to relax. Just noticing any places that maybe holding any unnecessary tension, tightness, or stress. Starting with your feet. And just allowing the tension to release. Moving your attention up your legs to your sit bones. Letting your legs be heavy and your sit bones do the work of holding the body. Moving your attention on up from your hips through your torso, then to your shoulders. Letting your spine, your rib cage hold you so your muscles can just release. Letting your neck and your shoulders, your arms relax. And then letting your jaw, your face, the muscles behind your eyes rest. And now just bringing your awareness to your stomach. You may even want to rest your hand right below your breastbone over the stomach to help you notice the physical sensations there in that part of the body. You might get a sense of how the belly rises and falls with each breath. And you're sensing now deeper into the belly, into the stomach, directing your awareness toward any sensations that you might have within the stomach. Perhaps a temperature sense. Warmth or coolness, maybe some degree of emptiness or relief or even fullness. Perhaps you feel a stillness or some sort of movement inside the stomach. You're just noticing what's there. Or if there's no sensation there, noticing that. There's no right or wrong experience. You're simply attending to the very subtle sensations with curiosity and interest. Just observing what your body has to tell you. Now, remembering the hunger fullness scale from the book, with one representing as hungry as possible, four being neutral, and seven representing being as full as you could possibly be. Knowing that the sensations are usually fairly strong at the higher numbers. Four at neutral usually has no sensations associated with it. I'd like you to make your best estimate of your hunger or fullness rating, remembering that this is going to take practice. So being patient with yourself as you learn to set the scale for yourself. No one else knows this information better than you. The key is to reflect on the sensations you feel. So if, for example, you feel a sense of hollowness, a little pang, you might decide you're fairly hungry, down at a 2.5. Or if you feel a sense of warmth and maybe a little stretch in the belly, you might decide you're up at a 6, fairly full. So just assigning a number to your level of hunger or fullness. And most importantly, recognizing what sensations you're using to arrive at that number. You'll be using the scale over and over again. And it'll take practice to get good at it. But once you do, you'll be able to check in and feel the sensations and rate your level of hunger and fullness fairly quickly in about 90 seconds or so.